The native village of Good News Bay has had a travel ban in place since May. On October 16th, the tribe renewed the ban on unauthorized travelers coming into the village. People returning to the community must quarantine for 14 days and get tested. But the Good News Health Clinic isn't allowed to give rapid tests just because someone has traveled. Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation operates the clinic, and it reserves those tests for people with symptoms and urgent medical needs. Those are the only tests the health corporation is providing to the villages. Carla Nanook is the tribal administrator for Good News Bay. She sent a letter in mid-October to the state and health corporation asking for them to allow travelers to get tested.
What the Native Village of Good News Bay would like to see is for the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation and the state to allow the clinic to test travelers coming in at that 5 to 8 day mark.
Good News Bay lies between the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and Bristol Bay. That means services in the community come from different regions. It receives health care from BBAHC, while the school is in the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Nanook says there haven't been any positive cases in the village, but the YK Delta has seen a surge in COVID-19 cases over the past month. The region has the highest average daily case rate in the state. Good News Bay witnessed spikes in communities like Quinnahock, and it wants to take action to prevent the spread of the disease. Nanook says that because the community doesn't have extensive medical resources, they want to screen any potential case from entering.
It definitely put a pressure on us to protect our community and hopefully prevent the spread of COVID-19 out here, because we lack in resources. We don't have a doctor here like any other place. You know, Dillingham, we don't have access to those things out here, so it definitely put a pressure on us to act.
In its response to Good News, BBAHC said it could not make an exception to its testing protocol at this time. It cited extremely limited testing supplies, saying an exception in one community could reduce access for people in other areas of the region. BBAHC said that tests are prioritized for people most at risk of contracting the virus, specifically those who need to get medical procedures, are close contacts of a previous case, or who have medical emergencies. It also pointed out that since the incubation period for COVID-19 is 14 days, having a rapid test 5 days after returning may create a false sense of security among travelers. Still, the health corporation said it is looking at staffing and resources to consider an expansion in testing practice as well as locations. In a call at the end of October, state officials said communities can request testing kits and supplies through the Emergency Operations Center. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says while the state doesn't have tests for communities to purchase, it is working to provide additional rapid testing machines to rural communities across Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.